In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Some of you that were here Wednesday heard a similar sermon. And I thought that would be the only day that I gave such a sermon. But the week has not improved. Thursday was the feast day of the Ascension. We have similar readings today. But I'm going to tell you the same thing that I told everyone on Wednesday. I have found myself greatly affected this week. A funk I don't seem to be able to break free from. You see, I woke up Monday morning to the news, late Monday evening, to the news that over 22 young adults and children were killed by a terrorist attack in Manchester. Following that news, there was a young black man in, I believe, Mississippi, who was getting ready to graduate college and was in the army, standing at a bus stop with three friends when a white man walked up and stabbed him in the chest. So Wednesday rolls around and I've tried to get out of my funk, especially understanding the person of Christ. Understanding the resurrection, at least as best as I can. But the week gets worse. I believe it was Friday, a group of terrorists opened up on a bus full of Coptic Christians, killing 26, among them women and children. The reason? They were Coptic Christians on a bus journey to a monastery to pray. Saturday, we saw bomb threats at airports. ISIS announced open attack on the Western world for the month of Ramadan. ISIS, not Islam, ISIS. Wake up this morning to a man in Mississippi who shot and killed 8 people, one of which was a sheriff. That is a world gone crazy. We seem to be isolated, or insulated, maybe a better word, from the insanity that goes on in the world. And we have a difficult time putting it in perspective with Christianity. We come to this weekend and it's Memorial Day, where we honor the fallen. Though many of us forget that that's what it is and see it as a barbecue. And it should be that. It should be a time to come together and celebrate the heroes among us. But it begs the question, what is a hero? And what is our responsibility as a Christian? You see, it's been strange, and I've been thinking about this a lot. I've always gone under the assumption that a hero is the person that's rushing in when everybody else is running out. And in a sense, that's true. It is the person that rushes in when everybody else runs out. In a sense, that is what Christ did. Humanity is fallen and broken, and Christ came down, God in the flesh, to repair and heal his creation. But a hero isn't simply that. A hero is a person who strives for both the dignity and the life of every other human being around him. Think of the men and women, boys mostly, that stormed the beaches of Normandy. There's been a meme running around Facebook. You get your day at the beach because of theirs. And in a sense, that's true. I don't think very many of those people went into battle thinking of only taking the life of someone across the way. But they went into battle knowing that they had to do things they didn't want to do to protect the greater good. As we grow older, we need releases, right? We need ways to deal with stress. And there was actually a report that came out that men my age, oddly enough, find their stress relief in video games. I have to admit that I am one of those people. I actually have a friend that turned me on to a game called Destiny. It's a first-person shooter. But you play a guardian that, get this, is resurrected by a ghost of the light. You go through the game protecting the last of humanity from the fallen, from the hive. You go through this game, and there are so many religious connotations in it. The symbol for destiny is a symbol for the Trinity. The premise of destiny is to be one of the chosen people of the light to protect all of humanity. The weapons in destiny are called things like the priest, the deacon, the preacher. This game has gained so much popularity, in part because it's a 10-year program, but more importantly, as I've realized over the past few days, people play this game because we want to be heroes. We want to be the ones that protect humanity. We want to be the ones that bring about change for goodness. When you can't do that in real life, where do you turn? To an unreal world that allows you to be what you most want to be. So that begs the question, how do we be that in this world? How do we take our places as heroes? We do that by not ignoring the fallen, not ignoring other humans that have died or the price that they've paid. We do that by remembering that we serve a loving God. We do that by remembering that this rail that we come to every Sunday is not just a place of solace, but one of strength. We see the rail and the body of Christ as strength for us so that we can take it out into the world. We pray, we fast, we bind up the wounds of the societies around us. You see, it doesn't matter whether we're on the left or the right. It doesn't matter whether we follow Trump, Clinton, Obama, or any other president. We've become so caught up in that that we've been unwilling to actually take the first step forward and reach out to somebody across the way. When I was growing up, respect was maybe not agreeing with somebody, but listening to what they had to say. That can't be said anymore. But it's needed. Being a hero is being the one who's willing to take the first step, to reach across the aisle. And that's not done in this building. This building is where we come for strength and solace. This building is where we come to seek understanding and a way forward. But the real work of ministry, the real work of Christ, is not done here. is done out there in our cities and towns, in our committees, in our schools, in our stores, in our parks, everywhere and at all times. We've gotten so corrupted by ideas of society and what's right and wrong now, here, in this age, that we forget the words of Paul. I wish to know nothing but Christ and Him crucified. When we walk forward with that understanding, we become less and less the person we are, and more the hero we're supposed to be. We move forward into a broken and fallen society, and we are broken and fallen. There can be no mistake of that. If we weren't, we would not have the problems that we have. The inability to speak to another person when they disagree. The raw hatred that's exhibited, that's not Christian. Now understand, I am not calling any of you out for having done this. I'm saying, look at the world around you. Look at the people around you. And there is an overbearing spirit of dissent. Some might even call it a spirit of evil. Understandably so, since we know who the prince of this world is. And no, it's not Donald Trump. It's the work of the enemy to cause dissension and strife, to cause the inability of people to actually walk to one another and care for one another. What are the words of Christ that we hear today? Father, it is time. I have been glorified in you. Glorify me now as I was since the world began. I have not lost one that you have put under my care. Think of that phrase. I have not lost one that you have placed under my care. I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world. In this day and age, you are the they. The baton has been passed. Take your place, guardian. Heal the world. Follow Christ. Amen.